理课堂听 class.com。
Revision Exercise 4 Part A Spot Dictation Listen and fill in each of the blanks with the words you have heard from the recordings. Travelers to new cities are often told to start their trip with a bus tour. The thinking is that they can then return to the places that interested them. Nonsense. What you see from the inside of a moving bus is unreal.And completely removed from the authentic sights, sounds, and smells outside. Be adventurous. The best way to experience any place is on foot and with absolutely no travel plan. Simply go wherever your feet and your interests lead you. You eventually will get to the same sights that you are on the bus tour, the museums, the monuments, City Hall, but you will have seen much more.You will have felt the contemporary life of the city. But what if I get lost? People might ask. No one ever gets hopelessly lost in a major city. Eventually, you can find your way back to a well-known location. If it frightens you to be lost, just find a taxi and go back to where you started. However, the nicest things can happen if you get lost. You stop at a sidewalk cafe to sit and relax.You ask for instructions of the local people at the next table, and even if they don't speak your language, your trip becomes more memorable because of the experience. Here are a few more ways to get the most out of your travel. Know before you go. Spend a few hours before your trip learning about the history and culture of your destination. This will help you understand what you're seeing. Move around like a local.Use the subways and buses of the city you're visiting. You'll not only save money, but you'll also learn how people really live. Check the bulletin boards. Sometimes you can find advertisements for free concerts and other fun activities on bulletin boards around universities. So the next time you see a poster advertising an introductory bus tour, save your money. Instead, wander on your own.I promise you a time you'll remember with great pleasure.
Part B, Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements.
Listen and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you hear. 1. I'm leaving for a conference tomorrow and I'll be away for 2 weeks. I suppose you could email your paper to me there.
2. Since Professor Smith...cannot come on Friday, the quiz will be postponed until next week's class.
3. Excuse me, do you have any apartments available for under $500 a month? I need to move in next week when my new job starts.
4. I'm having trouble fitting into my jeans. It looks like I'll have to cut down what I eat.
5. Lisa is out of office again. Another business meeting.She will be flying to Paris early tomorrow morning.
6. We are worrying that we won't be able to turn in our economics papers on time, but fortunately, the professor says that he will give us 1 week extension on it.
7. Did you see the diamond ring Bill gave to Linda? It must have cost him an arm and a leg.
8. We've got to be in London by Sunday. We could take the train...But a direct flight will be a lot less complicated and maybe even cheaper.
9. If you can't start doing better soon in this course, I'm afraid you're going to have to drop it. Why don't you get some help from the graduate assistants?
10. I sure wish I had a metric ruler with me. I need the measurements in millimeters, not in inches, and I'm tired of converting.
2. Talks and conversations.Listen and choose the best answer to each question you hear. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation.
I really appreciate your filling me in on yesterday's lecture.
No problem. I thought you might want to go over it together. And anyway, it helps me review. I hope you're feeling better now.
I am, thanks. So, you said she talked about squid. Sounds a little strange.
Well, actually, it was about the evolution of sea life, a continuation from last week. The octopus and the squid descended from earlier creatures with shells. They survived by shedding their shells, somewhere between 200 and 500 million years ago.
That's a pretty long span of time.
I know. That's what she said, though. To be precise, exactly when they emerged is uncertain, and why is still unexplained.
Some squid are really huge. Can you imagine something that big if it still had a shell?
Actually, it's because they lost their shell that they could evolve to a bigger size.
Makes sense. But some are really huge. I've read about fishermen that caught squid that weighed over a ton. Did she talk about how that happens?
Not really, but she did mention some unusual cases. In 1933 in New Zealand, they caught a squid. It was 22 yards long. Its eyes were 18 inches across. Can you imagine?
Reminds me of all those stories of sea monsters.
Dr. Simpson thinks there are probably even larger ones that haven't been found, because squid are intelligent and fast, so they can easily get away from humans. Maybe some of those monster stories are true.
Questions. 11. What topic are the man and woman discussing?
12. Why does the man need to talk to the woman about the class?
13. According to the woman, what happened 200 to 500 million years ago?
14. What does the woman imply about the sea monsters?
Questions 15 to 20 are based on the following conversation. So, Andrea, you are going home for the holidays?
I sure am. I've booked a flight for tomorrow afternoon, and I can't wait.
That sounds great.
What about you? Going home too?
I haven't decided yet. I'm still debating.
Haven't decided? Oh, you're never going to get a flight out of here. I'm sure all the seats have been reserved by now. It's the holiday season, after all.
Well, it's not such a big deal for me. My family only lives about 150 miles from here. I usually drive or take the train. It's a short trip.
You don't sound very excited about it.
Well, we're not really a very close-knit family. I have three brothers, and they're spread out all over the place. One lives on the East Coast and the other on the West Coast. I even have a brother in Montreal.
Oh, wow. What does he do?
Translation work. It's kind of strange, but we rarely get together as a family anymore.
Well, I try to get home as much as possible. We're a big family. There are six of us children, so it's always a lot of fun.
Six kids?
Yep, and we're all really close. You should see it. Most of us are married, too, so it makes for a very crowded house over the holidays.
I can imagine.
Of course, there are too many people to cook dinner for. It's a real headache for my parents. So we end up going out to dinner a lot. It's pretty crazy.
Well, at my house, my mother loves to cook. So when all of us do get home, which isn't that often, she always cooks big homemade meals. We have leftovers for days.
Questions. 15. Who is going home for the holidays?
16. When is the woman leaving for home?
17. Why have all the seats been reserved by now, according to the woman?
18. Where does the man's family live?
19. How many children are there in the woman's family?
20. Which of the following statements is true according to the conversation?
Questions 21 to 24 are based on the following conversation.
Oh, I just got some bad news today.
What happened, Tony?
Well, you know my job at the design studio?
Yes.
Well...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Today the boss called me into his office and told me they had to lay me off indefinitely. That means, as of April 30th, I'm out of work.
Oh.
No more job.
Tony, I'm so sorry. You really liked working there.
Yeah, well, it's not all bad news. There's still a small chance that the company will call me back in the summer if the work picks up. You never know what'll happen. They may still need me then.
Oh, this is so sudden, isn't it?
Well, sort of. Two other employees lost their jobs last month, and I had a feeling I might be the next one in line. You know, I've only been working there 10 months, so I don't have any seniority. And if they're going to lay someone off, it's always going to be the newer employees first.
What are you going to do?
Like I said, I've still got a job until the end of the month. Starting in May, I plan to send out resumes and go on some interviews, depending on the outcome of the interviews.
Questions. 21. What's the bad news for Tony?
22. How long has Tony been working at his present job?
23. According to the conversation, which of the following statements is not true?
24. What might be one reason for Tony to be laid off ahead of many other employees?
Questions 25 to 30 are based on the following talk.
Andrew Warhol was born in 1928 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He studied at the Carnegie Institute of Technology. By 1950, Andy Warhol, as he now called himself, moved to New York City and pursued a successful career as a commercial designer and illustrator. In the 1960s, Warhol became one of the leaders of the pop art movement. Taking its name from popular, this art used images in popular culture for its subject matter. Probably one of Warhol's most famous images is called Campbell's Soup Can, a picture of a brand of soup popular in the U.S. Other famous works are green Coca-Cola bottles and the three-dimensional Brillo box, which looks exactly like the box of soap pads sold in the supermarket. Now, Warhol also wanted to simplify the process of making art, so he silk-screened photographs onto painted canvas. He created very striking, brightly colored portraits of celebrities. The most famous are of Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor, and Elvis Presley. To make his art look even more mechanical, he would repeat many images of the same thing on the canvas, sometimes just changing the color or a few little details. He even named the place where he produced his art The Factory. And Warhol was also a filmmaker and a publisher. His magazine, called Interview, was filled with articles and gossip about celebrities. With his trademark bushy white hair and his association with celebrities, this man, who seemed somewhat shy, was always in the public eye. It seems that the more fun he made of art and fame, the more famous Andy Warhol became. He died in 1987 and is the subject of the largest museum devoted to a single artist, the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh, his hometown.
Questions 25. This talk is about the American artist Andy Warhol. When was this artist born?
26. Which of the following were used for the subject matter of pop art?
27. Andy Warhol created brightly colored portraits of celebrities. Which of the following is not one of these famous people?
28. Why did Andy Warhol name his workplace The Factory?
29. Apart from a commercial designer, Andy Warhol worked at several other jobs. Which of the following is not one of these jobs?
30. Which of the following makes Andy Warhol unique as an artist?
Part C. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation. Listen and translate each sentence you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below.
1. In summary, we can see that every business, no matter how large or small, depends on advertising to attract and keep customers.
2. Figures out today show that retail sales last year were worse than expected. Sales actually dropped 13%.
3. The majority of people I know are concerned about the worsening pollution in this city. It is doing great harm to the air and water.
4. Air travel became more dangerous in the past 20 years because of terrorism, which is why stricter airport security rules were put into effect.
5. People today watch TV more than they buy books, which is why they understand visual information far better than written information.
2. Passage translation. Listen and translate each passage you have heard into Chinese. Then write it in the space given below. You may take notes while you are listening.
1. Recent government figures indicate that our standard of living is rising, but they don't take into account important factors like pollution, crime, and stress. In the past, wages were much lower, but then people could go out without constantly having to look over their shoulder, and mums could send their kids to play in the streets without worrying they'd be attacked or offered drugs by someone. So many people agree that the quality of life in Britain has definitely deteriorated. Crime is on the increase, and hundreds of homeless teenagers roam the streets.
2. On July 16th, my friends and I arrived at your inn, hoping to spend an enjoyable weekend. Unfortunately, because of your poor service, our weekend was a disaster. Since your ad says, "Have a fabulous time or get your money back," I'm requesting that you refund our money. The room had not yet been cleaned, so we found dirty towels on the beds and cigarette butts in the ashtrays. Despite these problems, none of your employees apologized to us. This was not the weekend we had been looking forward to.
Sample Test 1. Part A. Spot Dictation.
Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a passage and read the same passage with blanks in it. Fill in each of the blanks with the words you have heard on the tape. Write your answer in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Remember, you will hear the passage only once.
The parents set the rules and the children obey. Right? Wrong. In a growing number of North American families, adults have let their children take over. Parents want to be nurturing a love and make their small children happy. But many have become confused about the best way to achieve this, explains a noted child psychologist. Large number of parents are being controlled by their children, to the point that entire families end up organizing themselves around a small child's emotions. The problem is that many mothers and fathers try to be a friend to their children. However, parenting is not a popularity contest. Challenging authority is a normal part of child development, and is strongest between the ages of 4 and 6. Setting rules and enforcing them teaches the child that he or she is equal in worth but not equal in authority. Then the child feels sage and secure and can be a kid again. Believe it or not, it's frightening for children to realize they are in charge of a situation. In upside-down families, when parents back down from rules they set, children become very insecure, anxious, and out of control. They don't trust their parents to protect them. Parents should follow these tips to avoid the situation and keep control. Be a leader. Parents cannot guide a child and seek his or her approval of their decisions at the same time. Don't say, "It's time for bed," okay? Instead say, "It's time for bed, kids." Don't make rules quickly and then change them. It's very important to be consistent. Once you make a rule, stick to it. Pay less attention to your children when their behavior is bad, and more when it is good. do not reward bad behavior by giving extra attention to it. Instead, save your attention for when the child acts appropriately. Don't allow your kids to call you by your first name. This removes the authority figure in a child's life. Children need parents, not another friend.
Part B. Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short statements. These statements will be spoken only once, and you will not find them written on the paper, so you must listen carefully. When you hear a statement, read the answer choices and decide which one is closest in meaning to the statement you have heard. Then write the letter of the answer you have chosen in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. Now, let's begin with question number 1.
1. Do you think I could borrow your car to go grocery shopping? The supermarkets outside the city are so much cheaper than the one by the school.
2. I got lost on my way to the hotel in Boston last Sunday morning. I don't know how I did it. I've been there a million times.
3. Professor Orwell sure was acting strangely in his morning class. He was talking so quietly and then not giving us any homework.
4. I'm sorry, sir, but you are allowed only one piece of luggage on the plane. You'll have to check one of the suitcases at the luggage counter.
5. You weren't in class this morning, so you probably haven't heard that the deadline has been extended a week.
6. Are you going to the store? Well, I'm low on laundry detergent. I forgot to buy some when I was at the supermarket yesterday afternoon.
7. I just called the travel agent. It's all set. In the first week of next month, I'm heading for the beach for an entire week.
8. I worked very hard on my research paper, but the professor said that I made many broad claims that weren't supported enough.
9. You say you really like those abstract paintings we saw in our art history class today, but I guess it's something I haven't acquired a taste for yet.
10. You will be staying at the Hilton, right across the street from the conference center, but I'm at the Royal Hotel, 6 miles away.